Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings. Greetings to all of my listeners, and welcome to the Day Show. This is your host, Daydream Austin. I am so grateful for you joining me today. And to be honest, anytime anyone listens to anything I got to say or supports me in any way, I really do appreciate it. So I just wanted to thank you for that. Before we get into the segment, I have a couple of quick announcements. And the first is I started a video series on YouTube called My Orisha Journey. And in this video series, I'm really just talking, speaking candidly about my experiences and this transformation I'm undergoing in terms of my spirituality. And I talk about my transition from Christianity to the African spiritual tradition and all of these really intense messages that I'm getting coming in constantly, from spirit. Like, I've had to start journaling because it's getting real. Like, I get a lot of messages all the time. And to be able to remember them, I've had to start journaling. So in these videos, I'm really just going through this, this transition and sharing it with viewers. So please check that out. You can find that at youtube.com/daydreamaustin. I'm sorry, not Daydream Austin. That's my other one. youtube.com/daydream01. Okay, so that's for the videos. And you can also find that link in the show page. And I also keep a blog called the Dream Girl Blog. And in this, I share some really insightful information about life, about love, about spirituality, and just the different things that are going on around us all the time. And I really just try to infuse people with hope and inspiration. So please check that out as well. That can be found at thedreamgirlblog.wordpress.com. Or you can just put a search in for the Dream Girl Blog, and it should come right up. So I am really, really excited about our guest this evening. I've been interviewing, and this is what I was doing before I took my break, just interviewing powerful women because, I'm just always excited to be around those type of people because that's, that just resonates with me. And this woman is one of the most nurturing and supportive people I've met in a long time. And she has this very strong energy of healing. It's like she's really just a healer. So I'm really pleased to introduce you to her. I'm going to be interviewing her, like I said, and I'm going to let her do her own bio so she can just give us her personal experiences, okay? And also, I have callers here. If you want to ask a question, press the number 1, so I'll know that for sure. And I'll be able to get you on the air to talk with her. She's doing a special promotion this evening. The callers will receive a certain amount off her services, so that's really excellent. Thank you for doing that. We are going to bring on our spiritual advisor, Sharon. Hello, Sharon.
Good evening.
Hello, you're live. Thank you so much for letting me interview you this evening.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Deep gratitude I have. A little nervous, but I'm excited.
Thank you. So we have a good amount of callers on the line, and hopefully they'll press 1 and let me know when they're ready to ask questions. And, guys, I've also put up the chat. So if you are signed into Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to chat questions as well, okay? So, Sharon, I'm going to let you go ahead and just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I am a spiritual being who is having a human experience, and I am learning how to navigate here on Earth and assist others in doing the same. I also do holistic health and educating people because, again, with the spirit and how things are manifested in our lives and in our body, is also, it ties in with our health as well, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. I started out as a young child being able to dream and see things, and they would come to pass as I dreamed them, and kind of journeyed through that middle school, high school, went into college, and I wanted a relationship with God differently from what I learned in church. grateful. I went to church 6-7 days a week, and I just didn't feel fulfilled. And all the things that I was told was of the devil, or that was preached to me in the Bible, that this is witchcraft, this is not of God, it made me more curious, because I wanted to know, why is it that Christians fear the things that God has created for us? And one of my good teachers said, you know, everything, it's all in the intents and purposes of what things are used for. You can use the Bible to manipulate somebody as well as you can tarot cards. You can use the Bible to encourage people as well as you can with tarot cards. So part of my journey and work that I'm doing is to educate people that God is in everything, and it's all in its intents and purposes and what we're using it for. And hopefully we're using it for the highest good of everyone involved and not to manipulate anyone. And I've also, over the past 4 or 5 years, been gifted with the ability to do some mediumship. And I was told that I am here to assist people and crossing over those who are leaving the earthly plane to go into the spiritual realm. And I also did a training to become a practitioner as a living light blesser and soul alignment, which is pretty neat, because when I conduct this living light blessing, spirit and all your angels will come in and give me the most important information that is needed for you at this time. And it's been a pleasure for me to be able to do it and get practice and now offer it to everyone who's listening. That's a little bit about myself.
Excellent. Thank you. And guys, you know, listeners, I have to tell you, I've done the Living Light Blessings with Sharon. And the things, the messages that she gets, there's things about my traditional faith, my practice, that Sharon doesn't even really know. But she would see, you know, these certain energies and these things come up around me. And they would tell her, like, you don't know what I am, but she'll know, you know, talking about me. And she was just seeing all types of amazing, amazing stuff. The Living Light Blessings are wonderful. They knock you out. They put you to sleep, but it's really good, good stuff, and you get a lot of good information. So thank you for sharing that. Sharon, what you just said really made me think, because I remember transitioning from Christianity. I learned a lot from it. I took a lot from it. I feel like that was the basis of the foundation of my faith, you know, like being able to believe in something that sometimes sounds a little out there, you know, like that really was my foundation. And if I was able, you know, I was able to kind of carry that forward and take that faith, you know, into what I'm doing now. But one of the things that's hard for people is kind of reconciling, you know, their past teachings in Christianity, but moving forward and doing things that are in the Bible, you know, that say, okay, you should not do this. Like, you should not go to mediums. You should not go to psychics. You should not be medium. You should not be psychic. And I think that's ridiculous now, because I feel like that's a gift that people have. I feel like you have a gift. But how do you reconcile, like, doing those things, but still having that belief, you know, in the things you've read in the Bible?
Well, part of what I learned is to stay true to myself and not fear for the messages that have been coming up, is dealing with those things that are very deep that we've been afraid to share. But listeners and people are waiting for someone to give them information to kind of confirm that there is more to this faith, and it's more than just how you're being brainwashed at church, that you can't find God or find information for yourself, that you need to go to someone to get the information, because we all innately have it deep within us that when we get desperate enough and we pray hard enough, the answers do come, whether it be in dreams or visions. So the transition for me happened, of course, when I moved to North Carolina from New York, and I put it out there in the atmosphere that I wanted to become a holistic health practitioner, and I wanted to study under a master herbalist. And I was able to study under a master herbalist in a small setting, and then that's when I began to learn how to merge energies together and how to still incorporate the Bible and pray for more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, to be able to interpret it past what's on the surface, because there are things that's between the line. And in doing that, I've been slowly educating other people, and when you have like-minded people, it makes the transition a little bit easier.
Excellent. It really does. And that's something I'm noticing. I've always, had this knack for just meeting a lot of people and connecting with a lot of people. And before that was cool and I enjoyed it. But at this point in my life, it's very important for me to connect with others who, you know, can. I feel like it's a iron sharpens iron energy.
Yes.
When you get with someone else, even if you don't share the exact same belief system, you know, but there's an open-mindedness, there's a sharing, I feel like that really helps you both to evolve, or, you know, whoever's in the group to evolve together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
What would you say is the most important message you've received from Spirit?
Some of the most important messages I've received, like I said, having that gift to be able to dream and just have a knowing and can sense things around me, is just the warnings of things that's going to happen. So, you know, some people have the nervous breakdowns, or, you know, they're in shock that these things are happening. And the messages I get in my dreams, and now with animals, I've had some experiences in the past 2-3 days because I prayed and asked that, you know, if I didn't get an answer to what I wanted and I didn't pay attention to the first 2 or 3 answers I got, come a little stronger and show me. And there I experienced Monday 2 deers crossing in front of me. Tuesday I experienced the mouse. And today I experienced the turtle crossing in front of me and a snake on the way home. And there are different ways that Spirit communicates, if you will allow it. And some of us miss the mark. We'll say we prayed about something or we asked for assistance, but that we really pay attention to the first and the second and the third time. So sometimes the way I receive messages, it allows me to be able to say that that's the most important thing for me at this time, is through dreams and visions, and then, of course, now through animals.
Excellent. That is so interesting. I know some people wouldn't even think that animals could bring a message, you know,
mm-hmm.
but there is energy. I feel like a lot of the things we see around us are symbols of spirituality, you know, of spirit. And we have to, like, pay attention, or we'll miss it, like you said. It's so easy to miss it. Okay, could you share with us a message that you've received? I know you've told me you've received messages while being in church listening to a sermon, and Spirit would kind of pour these things into you. Can you share a message with us that you've gotten?
Most certainly. The beautiful thing is I've been out of church probably for about 2 years because I couldn't find my truth there. And I returned back to church about 3 weeks ago, and as I'm sitting there, I just started getting downloads, and I would like to share the message in which I got this past Sunday. More of what I was given was is that there's going to be a shifting in the atmosphere taking place in all of our lives. There's going to be a calling for us to look deep down in ourselves and follow our own truths. And that feeling of fear that is crying out for us to break the chains and just walk in freedom. And I was given the message that there will be some people here on earth who will start to have intense dreams like never before. And in those dreams, there will be key messages of changes that need to be made in their lives. And that thing or situation that you've been burying for so long is begging for you to face your fear. The breaking of cords and ties that no longer serves you will be necessary in order to move forward in your mental and spiritual growth. We are here to assist each other in birthing new things in each other's lives. And if we would just ask for assistance and step out in faith, the seeds that we watered, that the watering of the seeds that we've planted will allow us to grow and to help others around us. And as I always preach to people, praying to be in the right place at the right time, in the right situations, of course, with the right people, will allow us to show up and assist one another. And help is always available, even when you think you're alone. If you would just start paying attention and look for little signs to remind you of God's presence and all of the protective angels that are encamped around you.
Wow.
And that was the message that I received this Sunday.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Listeners, when Sharon shared, you know, pieces of these messages with me, I was in awe. You know, I was in awe that she could sit in this place and receive, like, you know, true guidance. So it's like you've been out of the church and you left because you weren't finding your truth. But look, you can go back years later and Spirit can share that truth directly with you. You know, like it's not coming from the preacher. It's coming straight down through your soul, you know, and speaking to you. That is so amazing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And also, as I was getting myself prepared for this evening, with my nerves going, but just following my intuition that everything would be all right, I pulled out my Soul Journey lesson cards. And the cards that I got for this evening was happiness, denial, and blame. And if it's okay if I explain each one a little bit so that the listeners can really kind of grasp on to what it means, each one of these cards, which I've also posted on my Facebook page.
Please do. Right after that, we're going to take a couple of calls, but please do.
Okay. So the first card I got was the happiness card, which had dolphins swirling around in a circle in water. And happiness, it stated, I am aware that being happy means that I am on the right path. Then we got the denial card, which is like a flower that's kind of opening up in this red-orange circle. It says, I acknowledge my fear, but I replace it with the insight of awareness. And the third card and final card that I pull is blame. I accept responsibility for my well-being. And I felt like those cards were very powerful for what's going on as far as looking deep within for our fears and knowing that when we conquer our fears, the happiness is there, and taking responsibility instead of placing blame on someone else, because at the end of the day, you are responsible for your wellness in this lifetime.
Yes, 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 we are. You are right about that. And really quickly, Sharon, can you talk about the promotion you have?
Yes, so the passcode to receive 25% off my service is perception, the way we perceive things. Perception is the 25% off the services that I have posted on my Facebook page.
Excellent. So all they have to do is mention that word and that they heard it here on the day show?
Yes.
Great. So you hear that, guys. Use the word perception. I actually got a lesson about perception, but we won't be able to get into that today, but maybe the next show. Okay, so we're going to go straight to a caller. Sharon, I have an 857 caller who's been on for a bit. So 857, I'm coming to you. Hello, 857? Hello? 857, you're on. Okay. Hello? Okay, I'm going to mute you and go. Hello? 857?
No, this is Sharon still.
Okay, so I'm going to mute that person. Maybe they don't want to be on. So we're going to go to a 718 number. 718, that's my borough number. Let's get that on. Can I? 718, you're live.
Hi.
Hey, this is the Day Show. Who's speaking?
It's Charles.
Hi, Charles. Nice to hear from you. Do you have a question for Sharon?
I have several questions to ask you, Sharon. How you doing? Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you as well.
I have several questions. Three of them are Rose's relationship with my family. My mom has dementia, and my question here is, could she live past 80 years old?
How old is she currently?
She's 72. She just turned 72, I believe, 3 months ago.
Okay, kind of some of the messages I'm getting, because if you correlate dementia as some people trying to close themselves off from what's going on around them and not really wanting to show up to the reality of things that are there. And as I stated in the call with the blame and the denial and the happiness, this is a choice that she has to make, because we have exit points in our lives that we can choose to stay or to go. So if she feels that she's being encouraged and loved upon and that it's okay for her to express whatever it is, that there are some things that are bothering her, that she's closing herself off. And because she is older, she might feel like not many people around her can understand her.
She understands me.
Yeah, which is good, and it's a blessing that she has you there. I definitely do see the number 75, that she will make it there. It's going to be little small leaps and bounds, and it's going to be some work that needs to take place if she's looking to stay, if it is in her soul contract to stay until 80. Because sometimes we want people to stay, but if their purpose is up and they've done what they're supposed to do, they have to go.
Okay.
And right now I see the number 75. That's the first step for the leaps and bounds for her as far as clearing some energy and releasing some of the denial and the blame and not wanting to show up or be here, because that's usually why dementia manifests itself in our body, or Alzheimer's.
Okay, gotcha.
Charles, honey, I'm sorry. We have two other callers on that we need to get to. Her information is on the show page, so if you want to get in touch with her, make sure you go to her Facebook page, okay?
All right, thank you. Thank you for
Thank you so much for calling.
I'll call again. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, so we have two more callers, and we have about 8 minutes left. So let's go to a 646. 646-996, you're live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's speaking?
This is Crystal.
Hey,
hello, Crystal.
Crystal.
Hello, my New Paul fellow people. How are you?
Hey.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you for having me. I wasn't prepared to ask a question. I just wanted to listen to the show because I am a true believer in Sharon and the work that she does, and she has helped me tremendously. I don't really have a question. I just wanted to call in to listen to the show and to be a supporter of you guys.
Oh, Crystal, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you. Have a good evening, okay?
You do the same. Bye-bye.
That was so nice, Sharon, getting your accolades.
Yes, it was.
You
yes.
deserve it. We have one more. Let's see if they're interested in asking a question. This is the 210 area code, 210-422. Hello, 210. You're on the air with the Day Show.
Hi, this is Edna. I didn't have a question. I was just doing the same thing as Crystal, just listening and to show my support.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. How can I help you?
I really don't have a question, though.
You don't have a question?
No.
Okay, well, thank you for showing your support. We appreciate it.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
All right, have a good evening.
You too.
Yeah, Sharon, it's always like a pleasure to have you on. I'm trying to think if I have any questions. I believe there is a spirit that has been lingering outside of my front door. And I believe that because I've been smelling like a really bad odor located right in that space. And I've heard before, and I've had this happen in my last place, that those can be spirits, you know, and they smell. I don't know why, but, you know, it just has like this odor. So do you have like any idea of what that could be or who it could be?
Well, I definitely feel like it's a male energy. I don't know what you've been feeling that it has been. Definitely feels like a male energy, and that some clearing needs to take place. And it's like it's almost like a male that towers like 6 or 7 feet and almost over the top of the beam of the door. So that's kind of what I'm seeing and picking up on as far as that goes. So I don't know if that resonates with you or not, or if it's familiar or what you've been experiencing.
It really is. That's actually shocking. My one of my girlfriends is a psychic intuitive, and she said one day I was getting encouragement from this mm-hmm. spirit. She said, oh, he's big, like a linebacker. He's big, mm-hmm. but he comes and he gives me a lot of encouragement. And mm-hmm. I'm one. He wasn't smelling before, though. Like, now there's a smell. I'm wondering if he's stuck. We put up a wind chime on the door, and sometimes the bells I heard can, like, keep spirits out or in. So I'm wondering if he got mm-hmm. trapped.
That could be a strong possibility. I would try taking it down and see how it changes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
In closing, we have about 5 minutes left. Tell the listeners how they can contact you, where they can find you, especially if they want, you know, some of your services and things like that.
Okay, so I've set up a Facebook page, which I just kind of put together with your help, and it's called Sharon Spiritual Evolution, which you can find me on Facebook. And then I also have a phone number that I could be reached at as well as an email address. My phone number is 910-707-3575, and the email address that I can also be reached at is prosperous125@aol.com, which you will find all of that information on my Facebook page, Sharon's Spiritual Evolution.
Excellent.
And again,
all
the listeners, it's 25% off my services if you mention the passcode Perception.
That's right, people. Remember that. Write that down, Perception. Get your discount. Sharon is excellent. You know, she really is. And I'm just like, you know, I'll call her Crystal. I am a huge supporter of her work, and that's why I have her on the show today. And I look forward to having you again, my dear.
Thank you. I appreciate much gratitude. Thank you for the opportunity to step out and do what my calling really is and not be fearful.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I'm glad I can have you on. So really quickly, listeners, the way you can follow me, I am your host, Daydream Alston. I am a published author. I wrote a book called The Not-So-Patiently Waiting Handbook, which you can find on Amazon. And it's a book about dating and relationships and just, you know, going through that whole process after 30. And also the self-reflection, the clearing we need to do sometimes after picking up a lot of bad habits and relationship patterns. So pick that up. It's called The Not-So-Patiently Waiting Handbook. And please follow me on Facebook.com/DayDreamAlston, DayDreamAlston. And, of course, like I said, YouTube.com/DayDream01. And then the Dream Girl blog. I'm everywhere. Check me out. You guys have a wonderful evening. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, guys. Have a great evening.
Bye, guys. See you next time.
Bye.